Today's segment of Sound Balming is brought to you by Jimmy and Mary's Authentic Body Care. I cannot express to you how much we love, love, love their products. Although we use them all year, as the weather gets colder, we need these products even more. The dreaded drop in temperature, the dryness, the itchiness, and the unnecessary flakiness is inevitable. Shea Butter from Jimmy and Mary's Authentic Body Care is the only thing that works for my skin and hair needs. Not only do these products cure my dry skin, the whipped butter goes on smoothly and doesn't leave that uncomfortably thick, sticky residue. Bonus? It smells absolutely amazing. There are so many different scents to choose from, too. Not only do they carry skincare products, there are products for authentic living, face, shower, hair and beard, spritzers and perfumes, and bath products. Let me tell you, we cannot even keep the stuff in the studio. The entire production team, as well as all our children, use Jimmy and Mary's product. Jimmy and Mary's take pride in creating quality, handcrafted products from simple ingredients for the entire family. Their products are made for all skin types and are 100% handmade, 100% vegan, and 100% cruelty-free. Skincare is important. Moisture is key, and keeping our skin and hair hydrated is essential. I cannot emphasize how much we trust Jimmy and Mary's for all of our skincare needs. Hurry on up to jimmyandmarys.com and check out their products. Did I mention service is fast and efficient too? Don't forget to mention that you heard about Jimmy and Mary's authentic skincare on Sound Balming. Use the discount code SOUNDBALM20 to get 15% off. That's SOUNDBALM20 for 15% off at Jimmy and Mary's Authentic Skin Care.
Hey everybody, welcome to Sound Balming. I created this show for people who want to experience a radical, life-changing journey through the sounds of my diverse guests. I hope that each sound you hear on this show will strengthen your faith, encourage your dreams, and challenge you to awaken the greatness within you.
Drop the bomb.
Drop the bomb.
We're gonna drop the bomb.
Drop the bomb.
We're gonna drop the bomb.
Drop the bomb.
We come to drop the bomb.
Drop the bomb.
This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new values, and a new experience.
Lamar Darnell Shields.
Judd Jurenko was our last guest. And let's go. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of the day it is, you are with me in the Bomb Shelter. And I created this show to really help support some of the most amazing people on this planet. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about you, the listeners. But so thanks for tuning in. If you're new to the show, yay, yay, yay. Welcome to the best hour on the internet. However you're listening to us, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if you are an old head, an old bomber, you know what we typically do first. We start out with our three breaths. So my new people, I want you to put your feet on the floor, palms facing up, roll your shoulders back, and everything is soft. Your face is soft, your eyes, and we're going to do our three breaths. So we go with the inhale, hold it for 3 seconds, and then exhale. Now we go a little deeper. Inhale, hold it for 5 seconds. Let it out. Now we're going to go much deeper. We're going to go for 10 seconds, and we're going to go a little deeper. Inhale through our nostril. Hold it. Exhale. What do we call that? We call that the breath of life. Now, you all are probably sitting here wondering, why do I have all of this junk food in front of me? Why do I have this in front of me today. Well, I'm going to talk about that shortly because I just got junk food all around me. And if you know me, you know I don't eat junk food. I am a vegan, but meat-free since 93. But let me just tell you, you still can be a vegan and vegetarian and eat too much. So, Sound Bombers, do you find yourself racing to the pantry when you're feeling down or otherwise upset? Finding comfort in food is common and is a part of a practice called emotional eating. People who emotionally eat reach for several items per week and suppress to soothe the negative feelings. They may even feel guilt or shame after eating this way, leading to a cycle of excess eating and associated issues like weight gain. Yes, how many of you all have that COVID weight gain out there? Sometimes the strongest food cravings hit you when you are at your weakest point emotionally. And many of you all turn to comfort food, Oreos, even though they're vegan. We turn to comfort food and we create these bad, bad eating habits. Well, if you're like anything that I just said, if you're getting that COVID weight and you're dealing with a lot of pain and pressure and anxiety because of what's going on in the world, you're at the right place. And you know what? You're at the right time because you're joining me and my friend Renee Jones, who spent 40 years, do you hear that? 40 years on the diet yo-yo until she learned how to get free of emotional eating. She has maintained her weight since she reached her goal in 2012. And now she's helping others get free from emotional eating and other baggage you're tired of dragging around. When we face our stuff, we no longer need to stuff our faces. That's what Renee says. I'm so excited that she's joining me, and she's also the author of What's Really Eating You, Overcoming or Overcome the Triggers of Comfort Eating. Renee, welcome to the Bomb Shelter. How are you doing? And then let our listeners know where you are calling from.
Hi, Dr. Shields. I'm from Arlington, Texas, and I'm doing great.
Wow, I love Texas. And how are you doing? You know, I like to check in and ask people how they're doing because this pandemic is crazy and you are in a hot state. How is it going in Texas and how are you doing?
You know, I am an introvert. So actually being locked down was joyful for me in many ways because I didn't have to go out and do as much. But yeah, I mean, if you have to wear the mask when it's hot, it's like you've got your own humidity filter going. But we're doing well. You know, you just do what you have to do.
Well, Renee, thanks for joining me today. This is a hot topic, and I made a joke about COVID weight gain. And my goal is not to belittle anybody because they're dealing with weight gain and or weight loss. But I know you saw all this food that's just around me. I know that many of us are sitting on our astronomical anatomy all day. We're not moving around. We're in Zoom meetings. We're in Google meetings. We're in Google Hangouts. We're in meetups. We're in Facebook, social media, but we're sitting our behinds down and we're not moving. And so that's why I was so excited to get you on the show. So what is emotional eating? I first heard this when Oprah talked about her weight gain going up and down. What is emotional eating? And then how do we create it? And then the big question is, move closer, everybody. How do we manage it?
Emotional eating is eating food for any reason other than hunger. If you go to it to soothe yourself, that's emotional eating. It actually, there's an argument for it being created from birth. Because when a baby is born and it starts to cry, we put something in its mouth, whether it's the bottle or the breast or a pacifier. We recognize that that is very soothing to us. Somehow, putting something in your mouth soothes us. And, you know, we may graduate from the bottle or the pacifier to our nails or the thumb and eventually to those Oreos you were holding up there.
So then how do we manage it then? Since you said there's some research that says it started out at birth, but we can't use that excuse all the time. We can't say, you know, this is from my child that I had like 20 or 30 years ago. And this is, I mean, how do we then manage that?
You have to figure out what it is that you actually want. And I actually use an acronym and it's called Hang. It's not hard to overcome emotional eating. We just have to get the hang of it. Mm. So H, are you actually hungry? And if you are, you may need something to eat. But if not, the A is attraction. What is your attraction to food in that moment? And the N is, what do you need? You may need a hug. You may need to walk the dog. You may just need to do whatever else other than what you're doing. But find what you actually need, and then G is go. Go get that, because that will soothe you more than any food ever could.
Wow, so I love the acronyms. It really helps people and me to remember things. So let's go back. Let's talk about your journey. Your journey, I think that, you know, started a long time ago. You said you reached your goal in 2012. What was that goal, and what was your journey like?
When I was 10, I realized that all the other little girls were thin. And I thought, well, I'd like to be thinner. So my mother and I sat down, and she said, well, we can do a diet, and then maybe you'll figure this out and you'll learn how much you need, and then you'll have it for the rest of your life. I was like, okay, let's do that. The only problem is that, you know, her family was a group of eaters, and she wasn't very good at a diet either. So we were both as bad as each other in the end, and it just didn't work. But it started that perpetual cycle of diet, lose some weight, maybe reach your goal, maybe not, blow off the diet, and then come back to it when you get uncomfortable enough, and just over and over and over. I lost 30, 40 pounds three or four times in those 40 years, but I got to my goal weight. In October, actually, next week is my 8th trimiversary. So I have been right at this weight.
Let's stop right there, Renee. What's a trimiversary? I heard of an anniversary, birthday. What's a trimiversary?
It's the anniversary of me meeting my goal weight when I have not gone back.
Wow.
So 8 years ago next week.
Well, we're going to celebrate you 8 years in the making. Keep it going. Is it hard to keep off?
Well, I'm almost 58, so there's that whole change of life thing that made it a little harder, but it's still the same process of making sure that I get what I need without just eating to soothe myself, because those are the calories that got in the way. Anytime I blew a diet, it was because I needed some kind of soothing, and I couldn't figure out how to do it.
So that's what the emotional eating, when you say soothing, was it something else that you were not getting, and then you use food to replace whatever that it is? And what was that it that you weren't getting when you said you needed some soothing?
It could be almost anything, Dr. Shields. I mean, I guess the most blatant point was after my mother died, and I crawled into my peanut butter jar because that was a connection that we had. And then when my grandmother died a few years later, I thought, you know, I could put 30 pounds on again. I don't think I want to do that. And they're not in that jar. But the connection to it was the love and encouragement, particularly that my grandmother gave me. So recognizing when I'm circling the refrigerator, looking for my peanut butter for the third time, that's when you know, okay, this is emotional. This is not, I just need something to eat. This is emotional, and I've got to figure out how to soothe that differently. And it, you know, sometimes I go find my husband and say, just hug me.
Wow. Well, yeah. I love that. So let me ask you, how did you eat your peanut butter? With a spoon?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I just pictured you, because most kids, and even though we're adults, we grab that spoon and we eat that peanut. And I'm not a huge peanut butter fan. I love sea butter right now, but still has the same taste. Renee, what are your thoughts about the TV show Biggest Loser?
Well, it accomplishes the purpose of some entertainment. Mm. I don't know that there are any people who lost the weight who hadn't gained it back.
And Renee, that's why I brought it up. That's where I wanted to go, because now I'm putting my research hat on. Two things we know: people that win the lottery tend to go back to being broke. And then people that lose weight, like big amounts of weight, and they gain it back. Why do you think that many people let's just use The Biggest Loser as an example. Why do you think those contestants eventually gain the weight back?
Same reason that half my clients when I first started were 5 years post bariatric surgery, right? And they had gained all their weight back and more. The thing is, we don't deal with what drives us to food. We don't know how to do that. We just put food on a plate and eat until we feel better. So the people, particularly the Biggest Loser people, had so messed up their metabolism because they had them working out way too long. They only gave them like 1,200 calories. And that's just not enough for a human being, unless you're like me and you're 5'3" and a little body to begin with. You know, that might be appropriate. But for most people, they need 1,500 to 1,800 calories, and men need more than that. I think I remember Michael Phelps, when he was training, was getting like 6,000 calories a day. So, A, they were depriving them of the appropriate amount of nutrition. So this subconscious mind of ours, which its main job is to keep us alive, as soon as they got free, they were like, I just have to eat because my body is about to die if I don't do something. So they I think that's it. I think they get that deprivation mindset.
And I think another reason too, Renee, that I've heard from many of them is that they did it for something or someone else. Mm-hmm. Like once they reached the goal, then what else was there to achieve? They quote unquote rested on their laurels. They did it for TV. They did it for maybe a parent or a child or a significant other said, go on the show. And then they eventually gained the weight back. And so what strategies do you have to help people shift their mind? I love how you talked about, you know, our minds again, you know, this thing, there was an old hip hop song said called My Mind Is Playing Tricks on Me. But this mind, if you can get it, if you can really, really focus on that, then the weight and other stuff is much easier. What are some strategies that you have that can help my listeners get their mind right, so then they're not just putting in food, they're not all this food that's like in the studio with me right now, they're not just doing that?
I often go back to what was going on for them when they first started eating a food, right? So one of the exercises I do is have them close their eyes and think about the food that they often want to binge on. What was it? Who gave it to you? And what was going on? Like for me and the peanut butter, it was a tangible connection to my grandmother and the love and encouragement she gave me. So anytime she wasn't there, peanut butter would sort of soothe it a little bit. For a lot of men, it's ice cream, particularly at night.
Here we go.
And okay, so think about it. When kids are playing sports, win or lose, what happens after Little League?
Oh, it's time to eat, snack.
Yeah, often ice cream, sometimes yes. Pizza, but so much more ice cream. So particularly men associate that with either winning or comforting after losing. You know, we'll get them again next week, guys. So when they get home from work, they've had their dinner, and they're just trying to settle down from the day, it's like, ice cream will soothe me. And that's fair enough as long as you watch the portion size. But one of the things that I tell them is, okay, if you're going to eat that food, give it the same honor you're giving that craving. So put it on a plate or in a dish of some sort. Use utensils, sit down at the table, put a placemat or tablecloth out. Focus on that food and enjoy it, and don't do it while you're watching TV. Because if it's that important to you, focus on it. And you might get something from it then. Whereas if you're just sitting in front of the TV and you're eating ice cream, you're focused on the TV. You're not focused on the ice cream.
Yeah. So Renee, there are all these diets that exist. Weight Watchers, paleo. I mean, there's so many diets that are out there. Mm. Why do diets fail? What's one of the number one reasons? And then what's sort of the real secret to losing and maintaining a loss? Then how do we know which diet is the best to go for? Because, you know, you have this actress promoting this commercial. You have this actor promoting that commercial. You have this artist promoting that food type. it's a lot to choose from.
It is. The number one reason diets fail is because we stop doing them. We look at it as a short-term solution, and we go back to eating the way we always did before. And my philosophy is, a diet is not just for losing weight. It's training in what works for your body. So when I was losing my weight, I was on a low-fat, low-calorie diet because that's all I really knew. That's what they kept telling us, so that's what I did. And 2 years later, I was struggling to maintain, and worse, I was tired, hungry, and cranky all the time, which was, my husband was not pleased with that. So I actually did a metabolic test. There are online metabolic tests you can take for like $50 or something like that. And it told me I needed more fat in my diet. So the diet that works for you is the one you can maintain, that you learn from. And it helps you to figure out what you actually need. So once I put some more fat back in my diet, I was not tired, I was not hungry, I was not cranky anymore. So you have to figure out what works for your body. When I work with a client, they'll ask me, okay, what's the diet? I said, what works for you? The best diet for you is the one you can stick to long term. So learn what works.
Yeah, and that's regardless of if it's what, I don't want to name all of them, but we know that there are tons of diets that are out there. What are your thoughts about intermittent fasting? Now, because of religious preferences, I fasted as a young child and gotten older. I go through either like a juice fast sometimes. Now I know intermittent fasting, which is not new, is like the hot thing for individuals. What are your thoughts about intermittent fasting?
If it works for you, do it. If it doesn't work for you, leave it alone. I have done it, but I find it often kicks up my subconscious mind. And I end up a couple of days later overdoing things. It's like, I'm a coach. I don't do this. But the body will do what the body does.
Yes.
So if it works for you, and some people do it beautifully and can go for days and days and days, and that's wonderful for them, but it's so important to find what works for your body and to do that.
That's a great response to that, because again, I think so many of us get caught up on what the latest trend is. You know, I've been a vegan since 93, and I tell people all the time, just because it's in a health food store does not mean that it is healthy. Let me say it again. Just because it's in a health food store doesn't mean it's healthy. And it's so important to know your body type, what your food will accept and reject. So let's talk about COVID-19 pandemic. You have children in the house. You have parents in the house. You have food all over the place. What's some advice that you have for those individuals who are, their children are there all the time, they're not moving, they go from Zoom classroom to Zoom classroom to Zoom classroom, mom and dad are doing the exact same thing. What are some things that our parents who are listening to the show, and maybe our young people should be mindful of as it relates to, we're not just talking about the health aspect of COVID, you know, mask and all of that, because we want you to do those things. Not that, but just being mindful of the diet or the foods that we take during this time.
Just because it's a pandemic doesn't give you carte blanche to eat whatever you want. Your body is still in need of nutrients, is still in need of balance, it's still in need of good care. So your nutrition becomes even more important, because if your nutrition is right, you are less susceptible to every germ that goes past, right? So you've got to pay attention to nutrition. It's also important to get up and walk around once an hour, at least. You know, depending on what state you're in, you may have limitations on where you can go. But if you're in a state that allows you to go outside, please do that, because it is helpful.
Renee, I do it after every show or every class. I do it so much that my neighbor sort of clocked me. I thought she was stalking me, Renee. I'm like, how do you know? She said, you must be in between classes or the shows. And I said, well, how did you know? She said, well, you told me that. And then I started following them. I said, okay, I'm just double checking, making sure you're not stalking me or anything. But I have to move around. And I tell people, you know, to do the same thing. So movement. And I tell people, it don't have to be exercise, but just moving. So you talk about moving. You talk about what works for you. How do you then handle an overwhelming craving? How do you handle that and still be faithful to the goals that you actually have to lose or to gain weight?
Again, if you have to have it, then sit down at the table with a knife and fork, spoon, whatever's appropriate, plate. Focus on that food and enjoy every bite of it. If you're not going to enjoy it, you may as well be eating celery.
Not that saying there's anything wrong with celery, but no, I got you.
No,
celery, okay. Celery on that peanut butter, Renee. You know, that's a good one. If you ever lose your spoon, Renee, you can always find a stalk of celery and dip it in there. Well, so you're saying enjoy it, take it and do it. And then don't have try not to have an emotional connection to it. Just enjoy it and then say, hey, like my old roommate. She says, I love to eat. That's why I work out. when she eats, Renee, I'm talking about making sound, not like a chef, like, I can taste the oregano, I can taste the seasoning. No, she makes sounds. My roommate, it was interesting. She like, but always make sounds. had an intimate relationship, Renee, with her food.
Yes.
And so, but she says she loves to eat. That's why she works out. Now, I know you have a book out called What's Really Eating You? Overcoming the Triggers of Comfort Eating. What was the inspiration for the book? And if I were to read this book, what are some takeaways that I should gain from reading the book?
The inspiration was that I had come to the point where I had found my way of losing my weight and maintaining it. And I thought, this is too big an issue not to share. If I can help one other person figure out their own emotional eating, then it's worth doing it. They'll learn things like my basic ideas about how to manage the emotional eating. There are chapters in there on diet and weight loss, diet and exercise. And I talked to my editor. I said, okay, here's what I want for the diet. The whole chapter, pick one. The whole chapter of exercise, do some. And she was like, no, we need more. So I, you know, did some work there. But a lot of it is just the emotional process of figuring out what is it that is driving you to food and how do we then unwind it? Because if you know what the connection is to that food, you can take it apart. You can separate them so that you don't have to go eat that in order to feel that particular emotion soothed.
So Renee, somebody's listening right now and they're like, October, Halloween, November, Thanksgiving. We just had a Yom Kippur. We just had a Jewish holiday. Kwanzaa and Christmas coming up. How do you then manage the holidays with all these traditional foods and temptations?
I call that the 5-week food orgy.
People like orgies. Now you're adding food to it. Break this down for me, Renee. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, from Thanksgiving to New Year's, and now we're adding, you know, Halloween, as the candy has gotten so much bigger in the last decade, right? So it's actually, you know, what is that 10-week food orgy that we've got going? So what I tell people is take the time to enjoy the food. Pick your favorite things. I like to kind of do a reconnaissance round of the table to see, okay, what's available? What do I have to have in order to feel like I've been through this holiday? And I'll take a portion of it. Not three portions, but a small portion of the things that aren't normally on my nutrition plan. And then enjoy those bites. Just enjoy them. Let all that flavor come through your mouth and down the throat, so you are getting the feeling of it. And remember, it's actually one day per holiday. One. not a month, not a week. So if you, you know, leave it to that day and truly enjoy the food and the company, then you'll be okay. You can go come back tomorrow and do it differently. But, you know, I remember Oprah telling a story about being in France, and she said she bought two croissants because she knew she was going to swallow the first one whole, and she wanted the second one just to enjoy it.
That's called mindful eating, yes.
Yeah. So if she had just mindfully eaten the first one, she wouldn't have needed extra. And with holidays, very often, it's the seconds and the thirds that get us in trouble. So if you mindfully eat that first portion, enjoy the conversation with your family, enjoy the decoration, take in the whole experience as at once, then you don't need as much food to fill that hole. We're talking about trying to fill a void that cannot actually be filled by food.
So I'm in my car right now. I'm driving. I'm pulling over, putting my hazard sign, pulling my emergency brake up, because I'm feeling everything that you're saying, Renee. Now I get it. So now I want to ask you this question. How do I then get started? I heard everything that you said. Now I want to get started. Walk me through some things that I should be doing right now. And I'm speaking for my listeners that are out there. If I want to be fit, and if I want to eat much better than I've done in the past, where should I start?
Choose a nutrition plan that you can stick with and adjust the portions according to your hunger and according to how it helps you get to your goal. So let's say the first week you're doing 2,000 calories and you're not losing anything. Well, back it up to 1,800 or back it up to 1,600. Whatever you need to keep your body moving in the right direction. And I don't care if it's vegan or keto. It doesn't matter. It's what works for you. Try to keep your meals to no more than three per day. Those snacks tend to raise your insulin, and insulin is a storage hormone. So it's going to take whatever you have a potato chips in the middle of the afternoon. Imagine those potato chips getting stored in your fat cells, because that's what insulin will do to you. So if you keep it to two to three meals a day with the same number of calories, you're not going to kick your insulin up, so you're not going to be storing as much. Get some movement. I walked my dog. That's all the exercise I did while I was losing my weight. Just get some movement, because the truth of it, Dr. Shields, is that it's 80% nutrition, 20% everything else. So you may be thinking you've got to be spending 3 hours in the gym, but that's not going to do it. It's the nutrition that does it.
Well, I told you, my folks that are out there, that I was bringing on the right person at the right time, Renee Jones, author of What's Really Eating You, Overcome the Triggers of Comfort Eating. Renee, it has been a pleasure hanging out with you today in the Bomb Shelter. Thank you for all the great information. I know my listeners want to know more about what you're doing. How can they get in contact with you? And how can they get a copy of the book? My producer got the book, and she's going through it because she's going through this whole process as well around weight gain and working out. And so how can my listeners get in contact with you and get a copy of the book?
The book is on Amazon. That's the easiest way. They can go to packyourownbag.com. That's my website. And if they would like a free gift, they can go to packyourownbag.com/friends. And there is a goal setting exercise there for them.
Why the website packyourownbags.com? I like that.
Because,
what's the history behind that? Go ahead.
Well, I think as we're growing up, a lot of our emotional baggage gets packed for us. You know, not intentionally, but it just gets packed for us. So one of my jobs is to help you unpack the stuff you no longer need or want, so you can pack your own bag for the journey you want to be on.
So poetic. I love it. I love it. I love it. Again, Renee, thanks for joining me. But before you leave, my favorite part of the show that is brought to us by Mountain Made, it is called the Super Bomb Questions. And these are some fun questions that my listeners want to know just a little bit more about who you are. So they're rapid fire questions. So are you ready?
Yep.
You're gonna do great. So here we go. All right, Renee, what is your favorite word?
Love.
What's your favorite quote?
Be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. By St. Catherine of Siena.
I love that. What's your superpower?
Listening.
What's your spirit animal?
I don't know that I have one. I haven't explored that. Sorry.
Okay, no. What moves you to tears of joy?
Oh, babies.
What moves you to tears of sorrow?
People being hurt.
What do you wish you had more time to do?
Travel.
What's your morning routine like?
I'm up at 5. I make a mug of tea. Out the door by 5:30 with the dog. Back in by about 6:45. Feed the dogs and the dog and the cats. And then I sit down and I do my morning reading.
If you were in a Mrs. America talent competition, what would your talent be?
Gosh. I could try to sing.
Well, Renee Jones, if you can't sing, we know you know how to help us lose weight and get healthy. I want to thank you for joining me today in the Bomb Shelter. It was a pleasure talking to you and all those that are out there. Listen, if you're having issues with weight gain, weight loss, check out Renee. Go to her website, read her book. And listen, I told you she had a wealth of information, and I don't think we let anybody down. So now I'm going to get off here and put this stuff away. So, Renee, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
I also want to thank my engineer, Alexander Block, my super-duper producer, Nicole Klimpaka, Supremacy for our theme music, and all of you for listening. I am so excited that you decided to hang out with me. If you want to know more about me, want to pick up some of our merchandise, rocking the Sound Bombing shirt, you can go to drdrlds.com, drdrlds.com. And if you want to know where I'm speaking across the country, not physically, but virtually, you can go to the website as well. Pick up the merchandise, subscribe, leave a comment. If you want to help support the show, go to Buy Me a Cup of Coffee and look for Sound Bombing. You've been great. Thank you for tuning in, and go out and do something for someone other than yourself today. You've been listening to Sound Bombing. Peace.
The Super Bomb Questions are brought to you by Mountain Made CBD. Mountain Made is changing the CBD game by offering a line of high-dose CBD tablets at an affordable price. Their products are THC-free and third-party tested for accuracy, cleanliness, and potency. Their products, which ship nationwide, include Build for CBD saturation, Boost for precision titration, and Recover for rest and rehab. With 9 years experience in hemp and fitness, Mountain Made's founders are focused on creating a quality product to help those who live an activated lifestyle. Check out mountainmade.life. Again, that's mountainmade.life to find out more about how their products can help you crush life. Remember, their products ship nationwide. Go check out their website today and follow them on social media at Mountain Made. That's the @ MNTMADE. Our staff at Sound Bombing uses Build before our morning workout, which helps to push our bodies to a whole new level on a daily basis. Try Build, try Boost, try Recover. Our staff is using these products to enhance our active lifestyle naturally, and we are crushing life with Mountain Made CBD. And you can too. Start today by going to mountainmade.life and ordering Build, Boost, Recover, or the multitude of other products that they have, which will enhance your lifestyle. I promise you, you won't regret it.